Okay, where are you? We're here.
We are here.
We extracted Dave.
Yes, it is.
From his latest predicament. And he's back. And, well, we have our ghost voices, and you longtime listeners know exactly what they are. For you newcomers, they are recordings, either analog tape or digital tape recordings, handheld, which are used at various locations where spirits might be lurking, such as battlefields, cemeteries, old buildings, haunted houses, you name it. And there are voices recorded. They are not heard by the people doing the recording at the time, but they are heard when the playback is listened to. So it's quite something. Every voice, there are over 1,000 of them on ghostweb.com, I think. Every voice is different. Every person is obviously unique. They are people. They are men, women, children, old, young. Their attitudes, their emotions, their speech patterns are all different. Every one of them. It's fascinating. So Dave and Sharon kind of bring us a good batch every year. And what have you got on tap for us tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I said, who do you figure is going to win the fifth race at Santa Anita? Gumshoes or Fleet Pockets?
That's what I thought you said. I think that goes very well with your new picture. The reason I'm sounding somewhat distant on that, I was just checking out the page, and, you know, my haunted house in the background, I'm having some problems with it. And I'm not sure why. It's one of those Halloween specials that little gremlins get in and about once a year and modify things for me. And this is one of them.
Well, we have some classic voices, EVP, for you tonight.
Okay.
Jeff, some of the ones that you enjoy the most.
Oh, good.
Ones we dispute.
For a minute, I thought you were going to have to fake it.
No, it's just that my background seems to travel with each of the page downs that I go on. But anyway, you can't have
What did
everything.
You say?
Yeah, just to translate that.
What did you say? What did he say? He said his background seems to go down with something
down.
About his
trade.
Yeah. How's your arm, Dave?
Well, that's what we call work in progress.
Okay.
I mean, it's never done.
Yeah. All right. It hasn't spread, has it?
Well, it's the same. Still waiting to see the doctor. Still waiting to see the surgery done. And
oh, no.
This coming month will be 12 months since the accident. In fact, only 2 weeks away from a one-year mark. And it is still broken. It has not mended. It is still in the brace.
Good
and when
grief.
I move it, you can still hear the bones scratching against each other.
That's not even funny.
No. It's a true life horror story.
All right. Well, let's see. Now, do we have, did you put up a special page tonight?
I sure did.
Okay. Let me go and find, I'm juggling 10 things here. We're going to go up to, guests, and for all of you who are new to this, make sure you look at the guest box, and you'll see Dave and Sharon Esther. Click on their names, and you'll go right to ghostweb.com. And as you scroll down the page, you'll come to, where's that fright mask? There it is. And you can click on that, and just click on the logo, rents.com, and you'll go to tonight's program, which has been put together by the Ghost Hunter Wizards themselves, and it's our Halloween special. Click on the top one in that long, long list of programs, and you'll see what's on tap for tonight. Now, they're listed. You'll see how they're listed. So why don't you go ahead if you'd like.
Okay. Well, the first one we are going to listen to, assuming the Gremlins hasn't done anything else to impair.
Be gone, Gremlins.
Well, this is where Dave almost took another header into a hole in the ground. But a ghost didn't want him to fall.
That's right.
Well, actually, these could actually be zombies doing the work on this. Okay, do the first one is the famous one from Nevada, the deep, deep shaft.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dave, you could tell them what you were doing when you had your recorder running and you got a camera and you're looking. It's a mining area in the desert. There's about a 20-foot-wide hole that goes straight down. The miners would dig down, then they dig lateral shafts to do their mining. And you're looking down there, as I recall, and I don't know if you were taking a flash to try and see if you could get the depth of it to show up in your
camera. Yeah, I was wondering how deep the hole was, or the mine shaft was.
See, Dave thinks about profound things like that.
You know, it's just an open hole in the ground.
Is that redundant? Nah, that's not redundant.
What, big gopher hole?
No, an open hole in the ground. I've seen... Now, there are closed holes, so I take it back.
And the boarded holes.
Yeah. This was an open hole about 5 feet across.
I thought it was 20 feet.
Around it, nothing that says warning, you know, deep, deep shaft or anything.
I thought it was bigger than that. It's one of those 5-footers that started to grow.
It could have been 6 feet. You know, it was just a deep, dark shaft, and I was standing on the edge with the digital camera in one hand, and I had a regular audio recorder in the other hand, and I was trying to tell our dog Boo Boo to stay away from the edge because she was curious what I was doing.
Bless his soul, rest in peace.
You know, and you could hear the whine of the digital camera as I was taking pictures. Trying to see down there, and when we got back to the RV, I was looking at the pictures, and you know, with a flash going to discharge at, you know, the 12 or 15 feet distance, you can light everything up. And when I listened to the recorder, you can hear the whine of the recorder as it shifted to the next scene, and then out of the clear blue came this voice, just as clear as can be, that said, "Deep, deep shaft." Because I was wondering at the time how deep it was. And it's one of the most remarkable voices we've ever heard because it's so crystal clear.
Yeah,
Let me play that one now. Here we go.
Very good. All right, this is a real one.
Yeah, here we go.
Deep, deep shift.
Oh, boy.
Deep, deep shift. Deep, deep shift.
How can that be? Mm. How can that be so clear, and Dave is right there, and the energy that impressed that spoken statement onto his recorder is not audible. It's energy, and it goes right into the recorder. And then you must have flipped out when you played that back.
Oh, wow, you know, it's remarkable.
Can't you just picture this old miner coming out of the hole, though?
Yeah. But, you know, I never got it before, guys. There was no warning?
No warning.
I always pictured it. You know, that you kind of crawled over a barricade or something. And
No,
just standing there. Now, he probably came out and stood next to the hole, looked down and looked at me and said, deep, deep shaft. You idiot. What do you think it was?
There probably could be lots of people down there who didn't get the warning. That's terrible. I thought it was a barricade or something.
No.
If you had dropped a rock in there and it would have hit him on the head, he probably would have said something else to you.
Yes, we couldn't have played it on the radio.
That's right.
No, if it was a Hollywood version, he'd probably be standing up looking down at the hole and looking at me and looking down. And
Well,
all right, that's a classic. Why don't you play that again? That is so clear. It just amazes me.
Okay, here we go again.
Deep, deep shift. Deep, deep shift. Deep, deep shift.
See, it's just amazing. There is life after, no question about it. I mean, that guy is right there, and he's making a statement. And did you ever see could you see the bottom of the hole ever?
Yeah, we could. It caved in. In fact, he may be on the other side of the cave-in, for all we know.
Could be.
Yeah.
You mean he was buried in there?
Well, I'm sure that's where he died.
Probably not on purpose, Jeff.
No, right. No, he died in there.
Yeah.
But the passion for looking for the gold, mm-hmm. Or you know, whatever mining treasure he was looking for, never left him. And even though he was dead, he's continued mining. He's continued digging.
Huh. All right. That's a good one. That is a Hall of Famer.
I've always wondered why that at the end.
He's still old man. He's probably got consumption or something.
Or emphysema or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hang on. I'll be right back with Dave and Sharon. Listen to some more true voices from the other side, ghost voices, as we continue. Brad and I on a Halloween Eve. Is it Halloween Eve? I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Be right back.
Yeah.
Want to see if they play it different this time? Nah, it's the same. I still don't think it's scary. Was it supposed to be scary?
Yeah, I think it evoked memories of the movie and of people falling downstairs and breaking their necks and people's heads spinning around and vomiting pea soup and so forth. So.
It doesn't evoke that. I thought my program opening tonight was pretty spectacular. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
What do you mean that was good?
Well, but you know, you can't compare something that has, you know, the visual memory to go with it. No matter how dramatic and profound the music may be, you know, because that means so much to so many people to hear.
Well, I have visual memories of that piece.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Exorcist?
Did I ever see The Exorcist?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure you did.
I did. Whatever happened to her?
You had a crush on Linda Blair, you know you did.
Well, thanks for saying Linda Blair and not the priest. But, hey, what happened to her, by the way?
I just got something the other day. She runs a,
women's clothing store.
No, a pet. She's devoting her life to pets and animals.
Good for her.
I think that was Linda Blair. Someone sent me something anyway about Linda Blair, and I think that's what she's doing.
Mm. All right, now what mental images does this evoke?
That evokes keeping the rats away from the storehouse.
That would really be a great scene. The face-off. A phalanx of furry rodentia opposed to the Steiger clan. Be good. I think all the camera angles. Gunfight at the Steiger Ranch. Okay, Dave and Sharon are standing by somewhere down there in the Great Southwest, and we're going to hear some more EVP ghost voices. Remember, go to rents.com ghosts or guests and click on their names and go right to tonight's program there. You'll see my picture, click on that, and there we are. Okay, gang, go ahead. Are they?
Did we lose them again?
I don't know.
Sharon.
Oh, Dave. All right, here. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. Here. Here we go. Now. Okay. This is the second example. This is from an Arizona ghost town, and this is actually recorded again, which is suggestive of a bunch of miners or people sitting around drinking. And the guy says, hey, it's my turn to gulp, all right? Well,
we
weren't ladylike back then. Right. So here we go.
Hey, my turn to gulp.
Yeah, Yeah, we're back, Jeff.
There they are.
Oh, you are, eh?
Yeah, the gremlins have been playing with the telephones again.
We thought it was your turn to gulp, so you've gone out for a stiff one.
It may have been, but it's amazing the little gremlins that come in when we do your program.
Oh, well.
All right, it's Arizona Ghost Town. It's my turn to gulp, so you might want to go ahead and play that.
Okay.
I just played it once, and I didn't do a very good job of it.
Oh, I understand. You know, you got to have the old whiskey stuff here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Father, I can see you go. Hey, Father, I can see you go. Hey, Father, I can see you go.
What's the second thing he says? He says, hey.
It almost sounds like, you know.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't know.
One more time, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Father, I can see you go.
It's you know, I think. Hey, you know, it's my turn to go.
No, wait a minute.
You're sitting around a campfire and they're passing the jug around and someone's hogging it.
Yeah. He says, hey, you know, it's my turn to go.
I hear something else beside no. Just a minute.
Hey, you know, it's my turn to go.
Hey, it's my turn to go.
All right. I got, hey, you know, it's my turn to gulp. You know,
I
you're
think
hogging
that's what
the
he
jug.
Says, but
you're hogging the jug.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting because even beyond the grave, these are miners that are still mining. And when they come out of the dark hole, you know, at night, they're sitting around the campfire drinking and, you know, ready to, you know, turn in. And then they head back down to the mines the next day and
you
even
folks,
though they're dead.
You folks at home can listen to these anytime you'd like, by the way. Dave and Sharon are kind enough to archive all of them. You can listen to them yourself very clearly, very closely. I hear another consonant in there. I don't know what it's doing there. It's like he's, hey, you nut, or something. You nut. Maybe it's like a slang expression. Hey, you nut, something. It's not a no. It doesn't end with a nice ooh, vowel sound. It's something else in there. I'm going to play it one more time here
on
my speaker.
All right.
Hey, my turn to go.
I don't know. I hear something else.
It could just be an artifact because of...
Yeah, it could be. Could easily be. All right. We got to pause. We'll be back with more as we work on our third ghost voice in the last half an hour.
Stay here this time. Don't run away.
All right, be right back, gang. Hang on. This one better. Now it turns into a kiddie ride.
Nightmare before Christmas.
Okay, we're back with Dave and Sharon, and their phone line is definitely hanging by a thread. It is. All right, let's go to Kentucky.
This is one of Brad's favorites.
I thought you'd better play that.
Okay, are we ready for Brad's favorite? It could even be a zombie. Here we go.
Okay, we could get the first part is easy. Second part is a little tougher for some people listening. So, and remember, you folks can listen to these at home on your own computer stereo speakers or even non-stereo, and you'll hear them very clearly, and you can really get the idea of the nuances and the individuality of the voices. What does the second part say?
I want you forever.
That's our secret, Brad. Just keep it quiet, will you?
But you can all sure right. hear the crickets in the background.
Now, that's you guys recorded that?
No, we didn't. That came from an air gentleman who sent it to us from his Kentucky home.
He doesn't have a name?
Well, they don't really give it full credence, and I don't know why. So that's why they don't mention the name, because I'm sure they don't want to embarrass the other fellow, right?
Well, it was recorded in his bedroom, next to his bed. And it's one of those strange EVPs that you wonder whether it's really valid or not. But at the same time, it could very well be.
It almost sounds too good. But
yeah,
you
know, we've got to remember, like, it's a deep, deep shaft.
Well, that sounds damn good, too.
But think of this now. You say it sounds too good. No.
Almost.
But it's that high-pitched squeak. If you're going to fake something, you're going to make it clearer than that, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you got to remember, the spirits, when they pass over, when people pass over, they exhibit the same characteristics they did when they were alive, the same personality.
Right.
And this gal sounds like it's no different than someone says, it's my turn to gulp,
or
she likes the romantic side.
I think she's the succubus. That's what I think. I think there's a succubus in that room.
That could very well be.
What does that mean? What is a succubus?
That's a spirit who wants men.
Oh.
And also eats babies.
Oh. Yeah, I've met a few of those. All right, next.
Oh, good. I thought it was a bus driver we're talking about. Okay, the next one. Let me see here.
Gettysburg, Dave. Gettysburg.
Okay. Now this is really interesting. This came from our friend Jim Wyrick. And let me see here. Here we go. And it's interesting. It talks about they're all in white, and whether they're angelic messengers, whether they are spirits dressed in white, or what, we really don't know. But this was actually captured on the battlefield. Here we go. Well,
she's not letting you go that easy.
No.
Okay, we'll try it again. Here we go.
Now, are both voices ghost voices, or is one voice an investigator researcher?
No, they're all different. They're all ghost voices.
Okay, there's a couple people there, and they're talking about a group walking, and the other person says they're all in white.
Right.
I wonder if we wonder what the researchers were wearing, if they were dressed in white that day for some reason, and maybe the ghosts were commenting on the humans.
No, typically that wouldn't be. They're going to be the investigators out there snapping their photographs and doing recording are going to be dressed casually, just, you know, in jeans and shirt. And
the leather Harley Davidson jacket.
Yeah, whatever they wear, but they would be wearing it white, you know.
Like Big Bob.
Right, like Big
Bob. Yeah, you wouldn't see Big Bob in white.
No.
He wouldn't show off the tattoos. But, you know, who did they see walking among the dead? They were dressed in white, and they were walking.
Well, I don't remember any Civil War soldiers wearing white, so angelic beings would be an obvious guess.
Right. There was, I can't remember, there was when they dressed up somebody.
No, that was the Ku Klux Klan.
No. Oh, this was the fighting, I'll look it up.
Yeah, the fighting Klansmen.
No, the Klan didn't come yet. Klan came
I know that. I know.
Well, oh, that's very interesting. White, yeah, could either be...
Play that again, will you please? Because
okay.
You hear two voices. These are both ghosts talking about
actually,
something.
There's three voices, one at the very end, also listen.
Okay,
for.
All right.
Here we go.
The last two words are looks like.
The last two words in is that's right.
That's right?
That's right. They're agreeing with the other two spirits.
I see.
One that's saying, you know, they're all dressed in white twice, and then there's a male voice that says, they're walking.
What?
There's the music.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a little break. Come right back. What did you have for dinner tonight, Dave?
Me?
No, not you. The other Dave. What did you have?
I had chicken noodle soup.
Not spam again?
Not spam.
You said Sharon makes a mean fried spam sandwich. You told me.
Hardly.
Well, hardly it would be. Yes, it would be hard. Absolutely. But if you put enough ketchup on it, it'll soften up sooner or later.
Gosh.
All right, back in a minute. For one root beer float, name that tune. I'm going to lose the ice cream unless you hurry.
Don't know.
Dracula.
No. I gotta get some newer music from some of the newer horror movies. I'll give you another chance.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Sharon made an interesting point during the break.
Yes?
About that, the walking, they're in white. Sharon, why don't you share that?
Well, it seems like Jim Weirich had almost tapped into another dimension, recording the spirits that were watching something that was beyond themselves.
That is interesting.
The conversation was between three different spirits commenting on seeing something in white.
Ghosts watching ghosts.
Or whatever is beyond the ghostly realm.
Yeah. Right. See, if it was just ghosts, they wouldn't be commenting because they'd be just like them. But apparently it was something that was so different from these spirits that they had to comment on it.
How odd. That's a good point, Sharon.
Now, it wouldn't have been nurses, would it?
Civil War nurses wear white.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't have been out in the battlefield.
No.
They'd be back at a hospital.
No,
they
might have been
after going around
battle.
Picking up the bodies.
That might be. I really don't.
I wonder if they're dead nurses that are still walking, trying to help. And, you know, all ghosts may not know each other. No.
No, I'm sure they don't. But I don't think the nurses were actually out on the battlefield. I think they were in the libraries and in the churches and
in the farmhouses
and the actual caretaking of the soldiers when they were brought in.
Yeah, it probably wasn't until Florence Nightingale and the Crimean War.
No, because all they had out in the, on the battlefield were aid stations. And that's where they took them in, the soldiers who were injured. And from there, they transported it into a hospital.
Right. And those men had uniforms on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, it's certainly intriguing.
Yeah.
And the white, and I heard at least two voices, or maybe three?
Yeah, three voices.
Yeah.
Now, that's got to be unusual, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play that again real quickly and move right on to the next one, because I want everyone to hear that again. That was a good one. This is Gettysburg Battlefield. Yeah. Battlefield.
Here we go. Okay, now we're still going to be in Pennsylvania, but we're going to jump over to the Haldeman Mansion in Locust Grove, which is southwest of Lancaster. And this is one of our favorites. Here we go.
Well, pretty clear. Then very two different people. They're kids to get ready, and it sounds like an African American maid or a member of the household working with the kids, and then at the very end, a younger woman with perhaps a French accent says, "Pardon."
Right, right.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
And this is by the same lady who talking about her whiskey. Here we go.
I love my whiskey. She sounds like it. A little bit of slur this time.
Yeah, they got the kids already. Now she can sit down for her whiskey.
She's had her whiskey.
Yeah.
But see, that tells us that beyond the grave, that those habits, they still continue on.
Now remember, so do they have to pay for the whiskey over there?
Or is it 100% spirits?
100% spirits, yes.
Yeah.
Now you at home can play these in MP3 files and listen, and you'll hear them much more clearly than you're able to hear them over the program. So go to the website, ghostweb.com, scroll down until you see my picture, click on that, you'll come up with the main page, the archive page for all of our programs, and then you'll take the top link and listen to all of these at your convenience. So it's really fun to do. Okay.
Okay, the last one is 1 minute long. And it's an accumulation of multiple ghost voices all run together. I'll just play it one time. And then
same session.
Pardon?
But it's the same recording.
Same recording of different voices that will all put it together, ran together in one long sequence.
In other words, this is exactly how it occurred. Or are these, spliced? You've spliced them together.
Paste.
They're cut and pasted together. Okay.
No, okay.
But these are all ghost voices.
All ghost voices.
All right, very good.
Okay, I'll just play it one time, then we can play it beyond that if we want. Okay, here we go.
This one is in Mary, the floor of that table.
Wow, you even had the dog in there again.
Yeah. Remarkable.
The Cascade Mountains of Oregon. at an old rancher's cabin that had that was around. Apparently, the ranchers had been killed, and along with their dog, and it's still there.
Howling.
This wasn't all in one place, though, was it, Dave?
No.
This is all over the United States.
Okay. There's some remarkable voices there. Now, some I don't know if they were if they were saying what I'm what I was hearing. But,
Well, you can go listen to these. They're right up there, and
you
and Sherry can listen. These are again, unknown. This is not Citizens Band Radio or FM, AM. These are voices. There have been too many cases over the years of amazing interaction where the voice will actually answer a question or comment on what the people, the researchers, are doing. Of course, the researchers don't hear it. It's an amazing thing. Are you still getting submissions now from people?
We are. The cam dropped off a little bit, but it goes in spurts. And but now the interesting thing about this last long sequence that we played was that every voice was different. You know, some were male, some were female.
Totally different. Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely children from time to time.
Yeah.
And they all had emotions to them, you know. And
they all did. They all did. And that's really... you know, whatever philosophy you want to take, whether these are impressed in the environment or these are entities living on, one cannot deny that in some medium, no pun intended, they exist. This energy exists. It persists. Is it timeless? We don't know. But some of these are, you know, almost 200 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the interactive part of it is what really amazes me. All right, we have time, I think, for one more before we have to say goodnight to Dave and Sharon. Why don't you pick one from the standbys, whichever one you'd like.
No.
This is for Dave and Sharon. That's a good one.
Okay. Well, that was a little surprising to hear after we got back home and recording.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play one from Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which is for the Fountain of Youth is supposed to be, and we were in the cemetery, and we got this one here. Here's a man who's quite pointing to his friend who's also in the grave next to him. Here we go.
Daddy, right there. Daddy, right there. Daddy, right there.
Man, it's exactly the way someone would say that, too, if he's kind of laying there and he leans over to his left or his right, and he says, "Dudley lies there." It's just perfect.
Probably his best friend he went fishing with for 50, 60 years. And he wanted to make sure that we knew that his friend was there.
Well, they're still fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. All these are amazing, and you can hear them anytime. If you have someone come over to your house rather than say, "Would you like to come over and see my etchings?" You can say, "You want to come over and hear some ghost voices?" That's even better, folks.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Especially if you have your makeup on like you do in their portrait here.
Well, especially because most people don't even know what etchings are anymore.
No, I'm sure.
You want to come over and hear some ghost voices.
The question comes up, Jeff, if they've been fishing buddies for 50, 60 years, are they ghost worms?
There have
you would think of something like that.
They would.
All right. Thank you guys very much for being here.
It's always
a pleasure.
Mend that arm, Guy. You've been fighting that for a long time.
Yeah. It'll soon be over.
Okay.
Good. Hope so.
Happy Halloween.
Hugs from Sherry, she says.
And blessings
to Boo Boo.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Good night.
Night. Really just special people. Really
very
good people.
Much so.
And what a treasury of voices from somewhere. We say that for damn sure. They're not here. They come from across, but they're here. It's
through the veil.
Yeah, which is getting thinner all the time.
All the time.
Okay, back with hour number three. And posted now, reload the homepage, because we have the Ghost Story winners now posted at Rents.com.